Magic Bedtime Stories for Kids. Short magic and fantasy tales to help your children relaxing and fall asleep fast. Written by Sarah DeBlood. Narrated by Sarah DeBlood and Michelle Shanes.
Princesses. The Rejected Princess. Good afternoon, Mama, Airy greeted. Good afternoon, my daughter. You are welcome, her grandmother replied. But where are you coming from in this sunny afternoon? The grandmother asked. Mama, you always forget what I tell you. I'm sorry, my daughter, but you know I'm getting old. Maybe the old age caused it. Okay, I told you I was going to the farm in the morning, and I said from there I will branch to see Denim at the palace, because it's been a while since I saw her, Airy explained. Oh, okay, that's true. I remember now, Grandma said. I think I have to get a book for you. It will help you record every important information you need to know and keep at heart, Airy said. I'm not up to that, my daughter. I don't think it's necessary. I am still sharp and brainy, Mama said. Airy is the only child of her mother. She is a princess who lives in a strange land. Her mother got married to a very rich king some years back. Her mother was the king's favorite then, because she was more beautiful than the other 11 queens. She is the 12th queen of the king, and he loved her so very much. Other queens started getting jealous of her because the king was getting fond of her. They have been angry since the onset of their wedlock. This is because she was a slave in the palace before the king had interest in her. They were mad like an angry lion who just lost its prey to a leopard. They accused the king of stooping so low to marry a slave. They could not imagine themselves sharing the title and position of a queen with a mere slave. Now that the king is fond of her, they hated her the more. Airy's mother was an attractive woman with an astonishing beauty. She is tall and chubby in stature. Her curves are tempting and redeeming. Her hair is so black and very long, and she's got golden brown eyes. All these features are also replicated in Airy, too. When Airy's mother got pregnant, some of the queens started threatening her, both in the dreams and in reality. They didn't want her to bear a child for the king. Two of the queens even confronted her and told her that they are witches, and they will do everything possible to make sure she is ruined. Some of the queens wanted her dead, while some wanted her out of the palace. Airy's mother reported them to the king, because she was so scared. But the king said, even a
sample complete. Ready to continue?